In Washington, D.C., the buzz around the Capitol is that the White House is going to nominate Montana Senator Max Baucus to be ambassador to China. His departure with a year left on his term would trigger a domino effect in the Senate, advancing a few Democrats to key positions, and that could have big implications for Alaska. We've asked APRN's Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin to tell us about it. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Liz, explain this domino effect among the Democratic senators.
Well, a domino effect, musical chairs, the theory goes like this. With Baucus out, Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon would likely give up his chairmanship of the Senate Energy Committee to take over the Finance Committee. And that would allow Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana to claim the top seat on energy.
So what would this mean for Alaska?
Well, Lisa Murkowski is already the lead Republican on the Energy and Natural Resources Committee. Landrieu, like Murkowski, is also from an oil-producing state and is one of the most pro-industry senators the Democrats have. Together, Murkowski and Landrieu could really pull that committee in a direction that favors oil and gas development in terms of regulation, oversight, opening more land and water to exploration. The two of them co-sponsored, for instance, a revenue-sharing bill so that states could benefit from energy development off their shores and thus would be more inclined to press the feds for offshore development.
Where does Senator Landrieu stand on allowing development in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge?
Well, she has voted with the Alaska delegation in the past to open ANWR. But the issue has a lot of opposition in the Senate. As long as Democrats control the Senate and the White House, the ANWR bill isn't likely to go anywhere.
Outside of the Energy Committee, what are other implications of this shakeup? Could it help Democrats hold on to their leadership of the Senate after the 2014 election?
Well, yes, it does seem like it could be a help to the Democrats. Politically, it's a pretty brilliant move for the White House. Baucus was planning to leave the Senate next year anyway, but his leaving early gives the governor of Montana, also a Democrat, a chance to fill the seat for a year, and that could give a candidate a big head start in terms of fundraising and name recognition and just looking senatorial. And Mary Landrieu was considered one of the most at-risk Democrats in the Senate for 2014. If she gets to chair Senate Energy, she has a chance to raise a lot more money for her campaign, and she's seen as that much more valuable to one of the largest industries in her state. So just like that, the White House can boost Democratic candidates in Montana and Louisiana, two states where Republicans thought they had the advantage.
Liz, is this all a done deal?
Not at all. The White House hasn't even announced its nomination of Baucus officially, and then Landrieu is not the most senior Democrat on the Energy Committee. But if the chairmanships of other committees go as expected, she would be the likely one to inherit the energy gavel.
All right. Well, thanks for keeping an eye on this and giving us that update, Liz.
Thank you, Lori.
APRN's Liz Ruskin reporting from Washington, D.C.